Hey guys, Maestro here, bringing you episode 87 of Maestro on the Mic. Today I'm answering a question that nearly every student asks me, every new grad asks me, nearly everyone on social media looking to grow a following asks me, and something that I'm guessing you might want to ask me. What's the question? How do I find my niche? The answer? Tune into the full episode to find out. But first, DJ, gimme that heartbeat.
This is Maestro on the Mic,
a podcast designed to help you change your mindset and your life.
It is time for something new.
Join host Dr. Shante Cofield, also known as the Movement Maestro, on a journey to see the bigger picture.
Open your eyes.
Find your passion.
And discover how movement unites us all.
Let's get it poppin'.
This is Maestro on the Mic. I'm the Maestro, and you're about to get maestrified.
3, 2, 1.
Hey guys, Maestro here, coming at you live with another episode of Maestro on the Mic. Today I'm answering the question, how do I find my niche? So I was at CSM last weekend. Actually, it was kind of the week. And I'm not going to lie, it was the best one that I've been to. Right? I've gone 3 years in a row, all through Rock Tape. I never went as a student. I never went when I was just a practicing clinician. Now that I don't practice, I go and I go with Rock Tape. And this was by far the best year. You know, the ship is turning. There is a new flavor and I'm freaking proud. So many students came by the booth. So many students made me feel like a freaking rock star. So many clinicians made me feel like a rock star. It was incredible. But what I loved most was the discussions that I had. And people are realizing that there's more. And you can make this career anything you want. The traditional model, you know, I'm not here to shit on it or anything like that. If you want it, cool. But my goal has always been to show people there are options. And students are realizing it, and they're not super disenchanted. You know, the first year I went, maybe even last year, it was a lot of people that were really disenchanted. They were just like, a lot of them still students, and they're like, did I make the wrong decision? You know, the clinicals that I've been through are really bad, X, Y, and Z. And then, you know, this year, people are pumped, and they're, you know, chomping at the bit about the possibility. And I love it. Get me hype, man. So, you know, we're having these discussions, and a question that kept coming up, and one that I receive on social media a lot, and I talk to a lot of people about, is how do I find my niche? And, you know, I like to sometimes answer questions with questions and get people thinking. And the question that I always throw back is why? Why do you think you need a niche? What are you looking for with this niche? What do you think it means to have a niche? You know, why do you have to have one? And especially with my new grads or my people that are still students, they're really worried about it. And they're like, how am I going to find it? I don't know if I like ortho. I don't know if I like neuro or peds. And like, you know, I kind of want to do some stuff on social media, but like, I don't really know what my niche is. Pump the brakes. You know, even if you're an OG and you're, you know, been around for a long time, pump the brakes and ask yourself, why do I want a niche? And do I even need a niche? And if you can come up with a solid reason that's not, for, you know, I want to get notoriety or be famous or, you know, something like that, come up with a solid reason, cool. My advice to you when you're, because you probably won't be able to come up with a reason, and that's fine. My advice to you as it relates to trying to figure out a reason and more importantly trying to find your niche is find something that either pisses you off or that you're passionate about. That is where niches come from. One of the other questions that I ask the people that ask me this, and I'm going to ask you guys, and I would love to hear back from you, is what do you think my niche is? I ask this question to people, and they look at me, and they're like, I guess ortho, they don't even know. And yet they're coming to talk to me and, you know, praising me and thanking me and reaching out and being like, you know, you've inspired me X, Y, and Z. And I'm like, do I have a niche? And I'd love to hear from you guys as to what you think my niche is. But the main thing that has guided me through all of this is my passion. I find things that I'm passionate about and I run with it. And if you look at social media, the posts that take off and the accounts that do well, it's because these people are either half naked. No, I'm just kidding. These people are posting about things that they are passionate about. And some of the time, things that they're pissed off about. I don't encourage you to make an entire platform about things you're pissed off about, because you will form an army. I promise you. But you do not want that army, right? Some totally just had like a moment right there. If you guys have watched Lord of the Rings and there's like the like bad guy army and they're like underground. And I'm like, that's the kind of army that you're going to form if you lead with what pisses you off. But if you find what you're passionate about and run with it, that will become your niche. But that is going to take time. It's likely going to be a process of elimination. You might be in this facility, might be in this setting, might be doing this thing, you know, because I have listeners that are not clinicians and they're in other very different fields. So it doesn't really matter. Whatever you're trying to, whatever. Like, at the end of the day, it's all the same here. You're going to take some time and you may have a bit of that process of elimination. I don't like that. I don't like that thing. I kind of like that thing. And when you find something you're passionate about, hold on to that and freaking run with it. That will be your niche. Gait happens, right? My girl, Dr. Court Conley, if you're looking for feet, if you're looking to learn about feet, that is the account to follow, at Gait Happens. I'll link in the show notes for you. But she didn't go into things being like, what's something that people would like and what's something that they might follow me. No, this woman, for whatever reason, loves her some feet. Loves them. That sounded kind of weird, but it's true. She loves her some feet. And her following, her numbers, her interaction, her patients, her patient list, her waiting list, all of it, it shows that. At the end of the day, that's what people want. They want what you're passionate about, right? Or they want you to be passionate about what, you know, the thing that is that they need. It's not so much about the specific things you're delivering. It's how you're delivering them. How are you connecting with that person? What are you bringing to the table? If your passion is patient care in general, that honestly can be your niche. So if we're trying to talk about, I'm trying to, you know, create a social media brand then, right? Because that's sometimes becomes the next conversation. Then that's what you're going to talk about and what you're going to post about is patient care, because that is what you care about. And then every now and then you may have a little bit of a rant because something pissed you off. And typically those posts do well. But again, don't do too many of those. It's all about finding your passion. And, you know, I think the words could be or should be synonymous, but for me, it's a little bit less scary when I hear find your passion as opposed to find your niche. Maybe because passion sounds like it comes from within, whereas niche sounds like it's externally imposed and you're supposed to find something that someone else tells you to be or a box that they tell you to fit into. Whereas passion is whatever you want it to be. You want to make a social media account, you want to grow a following, you want to, you know, start a practice, you want to put your name out there, you want to be a better clinician, whatever. Find your passion and run. All right, gonna cut this off here because it is a Thursday shorty. If you want some help with this, you want some help trying to figure out, you know, what your passion is or how to market it or how to connect with people, how to get in front of people, next steps, set up a Maestro meeting. This is what I do. I recently found out that a lot of people don't know that I do coaching, so I should be marketing that a little bit more. So here I am doing that. I love it. It's one of my, honestly, it's become my passion. So if this is something you're interested in, I will put the link in the show notes. It'll take you to my website. It'll explain what a Maestro meeting is. If you think it's for you, you can use the link at the bottom of that page to sign up. If you don't need that or you're not ready for that, that's cool. I would still love to hear from you. So you can shoot me an email, Shante@TheMovementMaestro, or drop me a little DM. I love those, at The Movement Maestro, Instagram only, please. And let me know what you think my niche is. I'm going to do a little bit of market research. All right, leaving you guys alone for real this time. As always, thanks for tuning in. I know you could have been doing anything and you chose to listen to me. Endlessly, endlessly, one more time, endlessly grateful. Until next time, friends, Maestro out.